This week's episode is all about New Year's. We discuss throwing up in your New Year's kiss's mouth, our favorite balls that drop, how we prepared for the Y2K New Year's internet apocalypse, and how to avoid the meat sweats in 2015. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into anything this week, I gotta give some love to our sponsor for this week's episode, and that is Audible.com. They are such a supporter of Psychobabble, and they keep the podcast free. So if you want to give some love to them, be sure to go to audiblepodcast.com/besties. You can get your first book free. Thank you, Audible, for being such a lover of Psychobabble in 2014. We cannot wait for 2015.
I would like to start with singing All Lang Syne. Mariah's version of All Lang Syne.
I was trying to say what you were going to say. Wait, I got that. Ow.
I hate this game. Because instead people should follow Corey on Twitter.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to a special New Year's episode of Psychobabble. How are you, Corey?
Oh, ready for 2015.
How is it already 2015?
Bye, 2014. See you never.
Wow. Did you just out 2014 as
bisexual?
I hate
it. Get out of here.
Oh, I see.
No,
I see.
Not bye. Like, Dubai.
Oh, got it.
See you never.
Oh, yes. Later.
You're so 2014 and late.
We could go back.
Celine's back to back again.
No, if we ever got a time machine, would you ever go back to 2014?
I don't think I would.
Whoa, you hated it.
The music was not anything I loved this year.
You know what my favorite thing about you is?
Everything.
That you're friends with me. No. This is not my favorite thing about you. There are many things that I like about you. But one of my favorite things that has to do with the New Year's is your New Year's tradition.
Of making a power hour.
Yes. So explain what a power hour is, first and foremost.
The kids don't know what a power hour is. First of all, this is a game only for those 21 and above, unless you're in a different country where you can be 18 and
above.
You
can enjoy a power hour with non-alcoholic beverages.
You could do it with a cider.
A delicious cider.
Maybe some coffee.
I would not recommend it with milk. That would be the worst.
The power hour milk challenge.
Oh my God. Wait, that sounds like you would just puke everywhere.
It depends on how many shots equal a gallon.
Imagine doing it with like 4% milk.
What if instead we ate a chicken nugget?
A chicken nugget power hour?
Every minute you eat a chicken nugget. So wait, okay, I need
first,
to explain
first
what
explain
it is.
What a power hour is.
A power hour is there's 60 songs all lasting a minute. They make up an hour because 60 minutes is an hour.
A power hour. Let me do it so better. Let me explain this better. There's an hour in an hour. In an hour, there's 60 minutes.
I just said that.
And then if you were to have 60 of your favorite songs from the year spliced up.
Diced up
into 1 minute segments.
And put into 1 hour long video.
It's the ultimate power hour playlist.
And then every time the song changes on the minute, you eat a chicken nugget.
Okay. Well, or adults, you can have a little sip of a beverage.
Adults.
Usually you take a shot of beer.
Beer.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And then you end up drinking a lot of beer in an hour. So that's why I said don't do this unless you're old enough to do it.
I would recommend chicken nuggets.
And actually, when you do it, because you're a responsible drinker, you rarely make the whole 60. You usually quit before.
Yeah, I usually just stop.
You know your limits.
I know my limits, and I transition to a chicken nugget.
Which is important this holiday season.
Right. Knowing
if you're
going
to be drinking, eat.
If you're going to be eating,
drink.
Dip.
Oh, no dip. You're right.
Yes, yes, yes.
When you dip, I dip, we dip.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No. <is that? laughs>
So anyway. In 2014, I'm starting to work on the power hour. And
well,
by
here's Corey's tradition. Every New Year's, he creates a power hour that's his 60 favorite songs from the year. Okay? And he makes that into a music video power hour where each song transitions into the other lyrically.
Yes.
This is an impressive feat. It's hard to explain. But basically, what's a good example of the transition?
Oh, so there's – you can't just put me on the spot.
I'm going to.
So this year, I'm going to have to spoil.
Okay, spoil, girl.
So like
spoil
this
it, like
year,
milk
like,
in a shot glass.
What if like the power hour started with like Katy Perry's This Is How We Do And then when it gets to the minute, it splices on the word do, and it goes into Robin and Rocksop's do it again.
Oh, so this so is how,
this
we,
is
do
how we do
it again.
It again.
That's beautiful.
You're
so that seamless transition for 60 whole songs. And then we use it as like a countdown, remembering all the top songs of the year and then leading into the New Year's.
My point was I didn't love a lot of the music that came out this year, and making the Power Hour was very difficult.
And that's why you wouldn't travel back in time to 2014.
Right. I want to go to a year where there's more pop divas.
What year was the perfect year for music?
I did really like 2013.
Wow. Well, was it because of art pop?
No.
Now, every year...
Applause was in the 2013
Every year,
Hour.
Corey and I have a little battle of how many songs you're going to be including of Gaga's this year?
I do know
and
that...
And I really have to fight. I really do.
I do know that the 2014 Power Hour has 3 Katy Perry songs.
How many Gaga songs?
Only one.
Which one?
G-U-I.
Really? No Cheek to Cheek?
No. Is there a video?
Oh, is there a video?
Well, I guess there's still time to add it.
Are you going to include some Happy Little Pill?
I am.
Wow.
I'm
hashtag
gonna,
that promo.
I'm going to boogie down the boulevard.
Oh. Wow. So how was your 2013, Cor?
It's 2014, first of all.
We skipped 2014. How was your 2013?
2013 was
I forgot
pretty
what year it was.
Yeah, you did.
How was your 2001? How was your 2001?
Well, let's see.
I don't even remember.
How was your 2000? What did you do when it was the millennium?
Do you really want to know?
You were like batting down the hatches
with
a laptop.
I was a firm believer that this was the end. Okay?
Fingers crossed.
And I was
Y2
ready.
Y2 not okay.
It was Y2 not okay. My parents were having a party.
Hashtag Y2 not okay. That was funny.
Yeah, that was – yeah, good job, Cor. They were having a party. I was downstairs in the basement on my dial-up modem refreshing AOL homepage to make sure that the internet still worked at 1201.
To see if you've got mail?
To see if I would have mail at 1201. Because I thought – everyone was saying this is the end of the internet. Like the times are going to, you know, reset or something, yeah. And the internet will no longer work. Your power will go out. You better stock up on those little mini hot dogs. This is the end.
Yeah. This is it.
So I did all of those things. I stocked up. I did my laundry before the new year because I didn't know how long, you know.
Yeah.
and I refreshed – and I had mail.
And you refreshed your laundry so that you would be so fresh and so clean.
Honestly, I was terrified that this was the end. And
because
I
you were afraid you weren't going to have internet anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How old were you?
I was 11.
11.
I was 11.
Wow. I don't love that.
Yep. That was my New Year's for 2000. What were you doing?
I was hanging out with my friend Ryan. It was just
cool.
A couple of bros hanging out playing video games.
Yeah.
His parents weren't home.
Uh-oh.
And we were like, what's going to happen? Not uh-oh. We were just chilling, doing bro stuff.
Speaking of New Year's and bros, you know my bro Dolan?
Yeah.
He's not my actual brother. He's my like friend from middle school, high school. He lives in New York.
Your bro Doe.
He's my bro Doe. First of all, who names their kid Dolan?
His parents.
Yeah.
That's actually who did.
His birthday is New Year's.
Oh, does he like that?
I can speak for myself. I don't like that. I think that's pretty greedy.
Does he try to have like a New Year's birthday party?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And he's always like, what are you doing for New Year's? I'm like, celebrating New Year's. Not you.
Wow. If you could pick a new birthday, would you?
No, March 22nd's the best.
And would Dolan?
Dolan probably would.
Your birthday is the Purge Day.
I know. You know the movie The Purge?
God, I would love to murder you on your birthday.
Hey. Hi. I'm right here.
That was like a joke.
Cool. If you could murder anybody during The Purge, who would you murder?
You.
Oh, my God. I would murder a snowman.
Do you want to murder a snowman?
No, really, though. Who would you murder?
I don't want to play this game.
Let's.
I don't want to put that out into the world. Do you know how I feel about The Secret?
Honestly, The Secret is how I'm trying to live my life this year.
For 2015.
Because, okay, if you don't know what The Secret is, The Secret is what you think about most and what you put out into the universe.
Right.
And the universe returns to you whatever you put out into the universe.
That's my New Year's resolution, to put more out there.
What are you putting out there?
Not murdering someone on Purge
Day. Okay, but here's
day.
The problem. If you say not murder, you're putting murder out into the universe. So you have to say, I am putting out...
Healthy living.
Healthy living. Living.
Yes.
Instead of murder.
2015 is going to be a great year. I'm going to be healthy.
Uh-huh.
Lots of living.
What am I putting out into the universe? I'm putting out...
Probably chicken nuggets or Chipotle. You're predictable.
Whoa! I'm putting out faster Wi-Fi.
Ooh, I would love that in 2015.
More Wi-Fi on flights.
Oh, I would love that too.
Plugs on flights. Yeah. Am I right?
You are right. I hate us.
I'm putting out, what else? More time with my trainer.
Megan Trainor?
Not Megan Trainor. Oh. My trainer, his name's Gabe.
Yeah. Shout out to the Gabes.
Shout out
of
to Gabe.
The world.
I know two Gabes. Three Gabes. How many Gabes do you know?
Just one.
Cool.
I wasn't counting your brother, Gabe.
Okay. What else am I putting out into the universe? I'm putting out health, happiness.
Health, wealth, and fitness.
Wealth? Yeah,
and
why
chicken
not?
Nuggets?
No chicken nuggets. I haven't had a chicken nugget since the challenge. Are you ready for the challenge?
Don't put it out there in 2015 because it's not a happening.
It's happening. Because we said in the last Chicken Nugget Challenge that if it got 200,000 likes that we would, and it has like 250,000.
I think it got 250,000 yikes.
Yes.
Am I right?
You are right. Speaking of The Secret, you know where you can pick up a copy of The Secret? Audible.com. And we got to give some love to Audible.com because they are supporting our podcast this episode. Audible.com is the leading provider of audiobooks with more than 150,000 downloadable titles. If you love listening to podcasts, just like Psychobabble, you'll definitely love listening to audiobooks. Whether you're driving or you're on your way to school or you're thinking about New Year's resolutions, maybe your New Year's resolution is to read more books. I support that. If you want to get your first free book, you can get that at audiblepodcast.com/besties. This month, I am recommending The Secret because, honestly, it's a good way to live your life. I already explained what The Secret is, but get the book, listen to it, and you will be enlightened and you will have a better life. It's something like that. It's a little bit of voodoo, but you know what? I'm supporting it, okay? It's a good way to live your life. So if you want to get that book for free or any other book of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/besties. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/besties. Thanks, Audible, for supporting us. We love you and can't wait to support you more in the new year. I mean, honestly, putting things out into the universe is kind of like making resolutions. Do you have any resolutions for this year? Do you even do resolutions?
Once when I was in college, it was probably right around when I met you, I made the only New Year's resolution that I've ever made, and I kept it.
What?
To carry my wallet in my back pocket.
Okay, that's literally the worst resolution I've ever
I used to carry my wallet in my side pocket. And
why
I was
would
like,
you ever?
And I was like, I look so dumpy.
Well, I didn't want to tell you.
You didn't tell me.
I didn't tell
I had
you.
To make that resolution on my own.
Maybe that's why you look thinner.
Because I... No,
you
now,
moved from the back to the back pocket.
Yeah. Now I'm giving myself a little booty.
A little booty?
Because I don't have one.
Will booty be in the power hour? God, not me.
Yes, 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 unfortunately.
No.
Yeah, because you know our friend Steven wants as much J-Lo as he can get.
Okay.
She's going to have 3 songs in the power hour.
Wow, I guess she's the queen. Who's going to have the most songs? That's always a competition.
It's like Iggy Azalea.
I mean, remember
Jason Derulo?
Remember in 2011 when Gaga literally had 5 songs in the power hour?
Someone else did that year, too. I think Nicki Minaj did that
What a
that year.
Year. Iconic.
Yeah. And now what is she up to?
Cheek to cheek.
You hate it.
Anyway.
So do you have any resolutions? Your resolutions is to support more Gaga in 2015.
My resolution is to work smarter.
Not harder.
Because honestly, I think 2014, I worked hard. I worked really hard. But not necessarily my smartest. I'm one of those people that says yes to a lot of things.
You are like Michelle Williams. Say yes.
When Jesus say yes. Is that going to be the power hour? Oh, my God. I'm
Stay
so excited.
Tuned.
Oh, my God. I guess that's my anthem, except I say yes more than Jesus does, probably.
Yeah. I think you do.
I out-yes Jesus.
Whoa.
I think maybe 2014 was my year of yes. 2015 will be my year of maybe. But 2015 is the year of maybe.
Put that out there. Yeah. I love that.
Sure.
Are you going to have any, like, actual resolutions, like, eat better? Or, like,
because,
you know,
no,
people do the, like, health thing.
I once tried to do the health thing as a resolution.
Really?
And I lasted a week at the gym. And it's always, if you go to the gym the first week of January, it is packed.
I've heard all about it.
It's wretched.
As someone who's not going to the gym the week of January 1.
I got a yoga mat.
Wait, the yoga mat that's still wrapped in plastic.
Literally,
in your apartment.
Literally, it's still. I got it in.
Actually, no, you gave that to me, and now I use it.
I got it in 2011.
Thank you.
It remained wrapped until I gave it away in 2013.
That is literally the yoga mat I have in my apartment that I use.
So my favorite New Year's tradition, if you will, is to...
After the Power Hour, because that's number one.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Is to introduce people to the greatest New Year's music video of all time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, Mariah with a green screen.
Yeah, what is it called?
It's All Playing Zine.
So the New Year's song, it's... How does it go?
I know that when you come into this recording, you're always looking for a record deal.
Listen,
and that's why you sing.
Here's the
but
thing.
But you're never gonna get it.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it.
Exactly. Never gonna get it.
Yes, Corey! no, my favorite New Year's song and tradition is to introduce people to that music video because it's basically Mariah at her laziest, which is a feat. Okay? It's a feat. I love Mariah for all she's worth, but this music video might be the laziest music video of all time.
She might have not had a budget. Maybe they like decided to do it last minute. People are busy around the holiday season.
The Elusive Chanteuse had an elusive budget?
Yes.
Oh my god. Well, okay, so basically it's Mariah in
a green screen.
In a green screen.
Her best collaboration she's ever done.
Just twirling, singing along to her own song. It's like a mega mix of the New Year's classic.
It has a breakdown.
It has a breakdown where in the very middle of it, she goes, now, if I ever release a single, I need to include this in the middle of my song. But she basically says, does anybody even know the words to her own song?
And then laughs.
She shades herself.
And then cackles.
And then cackles. That's the dream.
I think I need to add that to the Power Hour like playlist. So once we finish the Power Hour, like the next like title is just to click to just watch that full length video.
Please, please, please.
Convenient.
Yes.
I will do that for you.
Does anybody even know the words?
We're not even going to be
in the
together.
Middle of my song. Wait, we're not going to be together for this New Year's. I'm so sad about that.
No.
What are you going to do?
I don't even know.
Are you going to stay in L.A.?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Well, I am currently...
on a plane.
On a plane.
Wow.
On
you're
my
recording
way.
This from a plane.
Yes, girl. Because I put out... You know what I put out into the universe? More plugs, more Wi-Fi. That's how I'm recording this from the plane.
Time travel.
Time travel. Not back to 2014.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? No, I'm currently on a plane to Sydney, Australia.
I love that accent.
Thank you.
You're going to the land down under.
I am.
You're going to celebrate the first New Year's Eve.
Wait. Did we take into consideration time
travel?
I'm literally time traveling.
So you're celebrating both New Year's in two countries.
Maybe, sure.
You're not.
You know what? How dare you? You don't tell me what to do.
I do.
Does anybody even know the words?
Does anybody even tell you what to do?
Yeah, I'm going to Australia. I'm celebrating with the one and only...
Travis Sivan.
My good friend Travis Sivan.
So, I have a question.
What?
Why is New Year's important?
Because it signifies growth, change, ambition for the future.
I just don't think they picked a good time to have New Year's when they thought it all out. Because everybody enjoys the holiday season.
You know.
And they're like, look at the festive, look at the winter. And then bam, Jan 1, and you're like, oh, now I have to put up with this winter for 3 more months. And then you get like depression.
Now,
sad.
I have a thing.
Seasonal affectiveness disorder.
Say, when you brought up Jan 1, I thought of, I had a manager at McDonald's named Jan. She had a huge truck. That's all I thought of, and I stopped listening to you.
Well.
She was my Jan 1.
What kind of truck did she have?
It was black. She was a lesbian.
Did it? So, and I bet in the wintertime it got salt all over that.
Ugh, Jan 1.
Did you work at McDonald's in the winter?
Did I ever. I had to work drive-thru, and it got hashtag burr.
Did you wear little gloves with little fingers cut off?
Daddy did.
So Daddy could snack on a fry?
Oh, yes, Daddy did.
Tell me about eating French fries with those, like, cloth gloves on.
I'd rather not. I have a question. Is the New Year's balls drop your favorite balls drop?
Just one. It's just one ball.
There's balls all around the world dropping.
No, really?
Yes. When I spent a New Year's in Marquette, Michigan, which is in the Upper Peninsula,
uh-huh.
And they have a ball drop in the middle of the town. It was one of my favorite balls.
Jackson
dropping.
Does a ball drop.
So balls dropping everywhere. You know that.
I love it.
What's your favorite ball drop?
The one in New York, Madison Square.
Have you ever been?
Was that Madison? No, Times Square.
Do you know anybody named Madison?
I don't. I do.
Who?
Long story. It's a boring story.
I'll opt out of that one.
You're welcome. I'm like, I know a friend who went on a date with a Madison.
Okay.
A boy.
That's literally the
a boy
story.
Named Madison.
Oh, wait. That's
it
kind
changed.
Of a cute
it
name.
Changed.
That's
got,
a cute
it
name.
It got better.
That's like my sister's name is Cody. Cody for a girl, I kind of like. Madison for a boy, I kind of like.
You know I have a brother named Cody, and that's offensive to say that you like it for a girl and not a boy.
Well, Cody Cool, sorry about it.
It's not Cody Cool, and you know that.
I do know that. So if you could have any other way to ring in the new year instead of a ball dropping, what would you want?
Oh!
What would you have drop?
Like a triangle.
You know what I would have? A beat.
like this sick beat?
I want a beat to drop.
Are you talking about like the music or the vegetable?
The vegetable! You know I love beats!
I want this sick beat to drop.
I sneezed on the beat. And the beat
got sicker.
Got really actually
because it was hashtag burr.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So what do you hope you'll be doing in 10 years on New Year's Eve?
Jesus! Hopefully, you know what? Honestly.
Saying yes to Jesus.
Hopefully celebrating. Why are you putting up and down your eyebrows? Put your eyebrows away. Put them away. Put them away. You know what I hope we're doing in 10 years?
This?
Maybe, I guess. It depends on if people subscribe.
Is this your opportunity to tell them to stop celebrating the new year and go subscribe?
You know what? This might be your last chance. Maybe the millennium had a delay to 2014 to 2015, and this might be your last chance to subscribe. Maybe the internet's going to go out tomorrow.
You know what my favorite part about 2015 is?
What?
You're going to be 26 years old.
That's rude. You know what you're going to be? 30.
Uh-huh.
Dirty, 30, and thriving.
I'm not going to be dirty.
Well,
very
you can't
clean.
Predict. Are you putting cleanness out into the universe?
Do you want to hear a dirty joke?
Yeah.
The horse fell in the mud.
I hate you. I literally hate you.
Do you get it?
If I could murder anybody, it would be you.
Not before my 30th. What are you sad about?
Other than this? No, I want the question mark to be at the end of that clause. What am I sad about? You know, things, stuff. What am I sad about?
Everything. Will you write a poem about New Year's Eve?
Yeah,
a haiku.
Let's make a haiku right now about New Year's Eve.
Uh-huh. Is it 3-5?
It's 5.
5-7-5.
It's 18.
New Year's Eve is here.
Okay.
The big balls are gonna drop. Yeah. Hide yo kids. Y'all. Okay. Oh, no. That's not.
You were so close.
I was doing so well. So the last five is don't get balls on you. Wow. It's a haiku.
That's some good words of wisdom.
You're welcome. I'm a poet. Mm. I once had a teacher, instead of said poem, said poem.
No, absolutely not.
She would be like, share your New Year's poem with the class.
I hate her. What's her name? Let's call her right now.
I can't reveal her name.
Why don't we call her?
I can't reveal her name.
Stop that. Stop that.
I can't reveal her name because it was Rihanna. She says poem, and she taught
me. You know
me.
What? I 100% believe that she would say piarium. I would. She would. Instead of releasing an album this year, that's what she did. Said piarium.
Poem. Now it's your turn to write a holiday poem.
A poem?
It doesn't have to be New Year's. It can be a holiday if that's easier
for you. No, it can be New Year's.
Or it can be about January.
Now, you were tapping your thumb to your fingers to count, I think. We did claps.
I don't think the people at home want to hear you clapping into a microphone. Cut that.
Hello, everyone.
I didn't even know if you did five because I can't see it visually.
It was five.
Hello, everyone.
It is New Year's time.
Around here.
Around.
No, just.
Around here. Get your balls dropping. Here we go.
Get your balls dropping.
Hashtag get your balls dropping.
I don't.
Can we?
Yeah. Hashtag get your balls dropping.
What if it's that seems too long. That's like 180 characters. What if it's just hashtag balls dropping?
I like it.
No G.
No dree. You drop the G.
I drop the G.
Just like your balls be dropping.
I drop the G like I dropped a beat.
So I'm.
Corey, drop a beat.
Boom, chicka boom, boom.
I love that you were so ready to
boom,
just.
Boom, boom, boom.
Wait, I take it back. This beat sucks.
Ah! This is a sick beat.
How am I going to get a record deal with that beat?
You know what I'm most impressed about?
Asbestos.
Are you kissing anyone on New Year's Eve?
Corey.
We're going to find an Aussie?
I might find an Australian to kiss. Why not? I've kissed an Australian before. They're good kissers.
I have two. I was like, I don't know if I have.
Yes,
but
you have.
I did.
You did.
I did. Daddy did.
Daddy did. No, I think I'm going to. I think that's. I'm putting that out into the world. I'm gonna kiss an Australian.
You know that movie About Time with Rachel McAdams?
Oh my god, I love that movie.
And he goes back in time to kiss someone on New Year's Eve.
Oh my god, that's good inspiration. I'm not gonna hold it in. I'm just gonna kiss.
Right. Live your day to the fullest. That's the secret.
I'm going to consensually kiss who I want to kiss.
I am down with that.
Okay. Who are you going to kiss?
I got someone I'm hoping to kiss.
Oh, my God. Flirt alert. Hashtag squirt alert.
I'm working on it. I'm going to maybe kiss someone on New Year's.
Okay.
I've kissed them before, so it's...
Whoa, Corey.
I'm going to be here in L.A.
You're putting a lot out into the world right now.
I'm getting the secret. I'm setting up to have a good New
Year's
Eve kiss.
Good for you. You're going to hang out with that?
Did you know I once had a New Year's Eve kiss where someone kissed me and I threw up in their mouth?
No!
It was the worst New Year's Eve of my life.
You remember when I threw up in your apartment in college?
Yeah. Same similar story.
It was... I was...
At that story, you threw up red Twizzlers.
I did.
On my New Year's story, I threw up Jell-O shots.
Oh, my God. We're class. You know what? I would say we've grown since then.
I flirted with a boy all night to try to get him to kiss me at New Year's. He kissed me at New Year's and I threw up in his mouth.
Did you verp in his mouth?
Essentially, yes.
Vomit burp?
Years later, I saw him at a gay bar in Ann Arbor and he was just happened to walk up to the urinal next to me and he said, "Remember when you threw up in my mouth?"
Oh my God.
It was not a meet cute.
Meet cute?
You know when you have like a meet cute and you meet someone in a cute way? Like, you both reach
Corey,
for the same pound of bacon.
Please don't make up things. That's not a thing, is it?
Yeah. Everybody knows it except for you.
A meet cute?
Yes. It's like when you both go to the store. And so, like, someday when you're telling...
My version of a meet cute...
You shush.
You know what my version of a meet cute is.
Probably bacon.
No, I hate bacon. A delicious, scrumptious, yummy stick of... Oh, those meat sticks at Disneyland. What are those called?
A turkey leg.
Thank you. Moving. I always say meat stick, and I never remember it's called a turkey leg.
No, you know in the movies when they, like, meet, and it's, like, a romantic comedy, and both people reach for the same pound of bacon, and it's the last pound, and they're like, "You have it." And they're like, "No, you have it."
And then somebody's like, "No, let's go make it together."
Yes.
And dip it in ketchup.
And then they get married, and they tell their grandkids.
They had a meet cute.
Yes.
Have I ever had a meet cute?
Probably not.
I'm tragic. The closest I've had to a meat cute is like...
The meat sweats.
Yeah, the meat sweats. You know, wait, y'all know about
cute,
the meat sweats?
Which aren't cute.
Usually, I would say every New Year's, I have pretty bad meat sweats. Because one thing you don't really keep track of is how many samples or those little hors d'oeuvres you have. And you just pile up all those meat... All the, like, the little...
meats in
meatballs,
a pile.
Meatballs, or, like, pigs in a blanket, or, like, those barbecue little wieners. And then you realize, holy crap, I've had a lot of meat, and you don't realize until it's too late and you're sweating.
You're definitely not going to be kissing an Australian if you got the meat sweats.
Yikes.
Speaking of, like, meat cutes and cute things.
Yeah?
And meat sweats. Like, what if you gave some nice advice to the people at home?
How is that speaking?
Of cute.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Because, like, you're going to give cute advice.
You know what? Here's some advice. Here, if I could give you guys some advice for the New Year's, I would say live 2015 like you'll want to go travel back in time to it.
I like that.
That's my advice. Because someday we're going to have time travel. And don't you want to go back to a year you're going to love? I say make 2015 the year you'll want to travel back to.
So you're saying carpe diem.
No, I'm saying don't care about meat sweats. A decade from now, you're not going to remember you had meat sweats.
Well,
you're going to remember you had a delicious meatball.
I do remember I threw up in someone's mouth.
Okay,
so.
Well, so there's that. What advice do you have, Cor?
I'm just going to say have good thoughts about 2015 and it'll be a good year. Put it out in the world.
The secret.
Visualize what you want in 2015 and make it happen and put in the effort to get there.
Wait, do you want to make vision boards again this year?
Yeah.
Let's make vision boards. Okay, so if you want to see our vision board videos, go to youtube.com/CoreyCool and youtube.com/TylerOakley. We're going to make some vision boards this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
At some point.
Where else can people find you, Corey?
All over the interwebs, at Corey Cool, KoreyKuhl.
And I am at Tyler Oakley, TylerOakley, everywhere on the internet, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
All of the things.
Everywhere. Okay.
We'll have a happy, safe New Year's.
Yeah, kiss somebody consensually.
Oh my gosh, and we will see you next year.
Why did you say it like that?
You know, like, you know, and like, oh, you never did that in school on the last day before holiday break, and you'd be like, haha, see you next year.
Okay.
Hags.
See you all next year.
Have a great summer.
Have a great summer. Bye.